Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
So let's talk about reptiles now. Scientists in Scotland have identified a prehistoric behemoth, a new species of reptile that lived in the oceans during the time of dinosaurs. And no, they say, it has nothing to do with the Loch Ness Monster. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
Paleontologist Stephen Brusati at the University of Edinburgh led the team that characterized the new reptile species. He says you can be forgiven if you were to mistake it for a dinosaur.
It looks like a dinosaur, but it isn't technically a dinosaur. Now, that's a little bit confusing because it looks like one and it lived at the same time as the dinosaurs, but dinosaurs didn't live in the oceans, and these other types of reptiles were what were around in the oceans at that time. And it's the first one of these sea-living, enormous, colossal, top-of-the-food-chain reptiles that's ever been found in Scotland.
And how big was it?
It was about motorboat size, so 14, 15 feet long or so.
Brusati says it looks like a reptile version of a large dolphin and probably devoured fish and squid and stuff like that.
It was the top dog in the oceans, while the dinosaurs were the top dogs on land.
Brusati says the new fossil was found on the Isle of Skye off the west coast of Scotland. But he didn't find it. It was found more than 50 years ago by an amateur fossil hunter named Brian Shawcross, and it's been sitting in a museum in Glasgow unidentified, because 50 years ago there just weren't a lot of paleontologists in Scotland.
But over the last few years, and especially over the last decade, a number of paleontologists, including me, have been hired in Scotland. I was brought over from the U.S. You can certainly tell that I don't speak with a nice Scottish brogue. I'm from Chicago, but I'm a Scotsman now.
And he and other Scottish scientists have been searching through Scottish fossil collections trying to identify what earlier fossil hunters have found. Now, when you identify a fossil, you get to name it.
It's a new genus and species, so it gets two names, and each one of those names is really special to us because the genus name is Yarkvara.
Yarkvara is the Scottish Gaelic word for marine lizard.
And the species name, then, is Shawcrossy.
Name for Brian Shawcross, who found the fossil. Brusati says there's lots more fossils to be found in Scotland. In fact, he says Scotland could be quite a mecca for fossil hunters.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
So let's talk about reptiles now. Scientists in Scotland have identified a prehistoric behemoth, a new species of reptile that lived in the oceans during the time of dinosaurs. And no, they say, it has nothing to do with the Loch Ness Monster. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
Paleontologist Stephen Brusati at the University of Edinburgh led the team that characterized the new reptile species. He says you can be forgiven if you were to mistake it for a dinosaur.
It looks like a dinosaur, but it isn't technically a dinosaur. Now, that's a little bit confusing because it looks like one and it lived at the same time as the dinosaurs. But dinosaurs didn't live in the oceans, and these other types of reptiles were what were around in the oceans at that time. And it's the first one of these sea-living, enormous, colossal, top-of-the-food-chain reptiles that's ever been found in Scotland.
And how big was it?
It was about motorboat size, so 14, 15 feet long or so.
Brusati says it looks like a reptile version of a large dolphin and probably devoured fish and squid and stuff like that.
It was the top dog in the oceans, while the dinosaurs were the top dogs on land.
Brusati says the new fossil was found on the Isle of Skye off the west coast of Scotland. But he didn't find it. It was found more than 50 years ago by an amateur fossil hunter named Brian Shawcross, and it's been sitting in a museum in Glasgow unidentified because 50 years ago there just weren't a lot of paleontologists in Scotland.
But over the last few years, and especially over the last decade, a number of paleontologists, including me, have been hired in Scotland. I was brought over from the U.S. You can certainly tell that I don't speak with a nice Scottish brogue. I'm from Chicago, but I'm a Scotsman now.
And he and other Scottish scientists have been searching through Scottish fossil collections trying to identify what earlier fossil hunters have found. Now, when you identify a fossil, you get to name it.
It's a new genus and species, so it gets two names, and each one of those names is really special to us because the genus name is Yarkvara.
Yarkvara is the Scottish Gaelic word for marine lizard.
And the species name, then, is Shawcrossy.
Named for Brian Shawcross, who found the fossil. Broussardi says there's lots more fossils to be found in Scotland. In fact, he says Scotland could be quite a mecca for fossil hunters.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.